Erev of Pesach, Yud Dalet Nissan, Monday the 18th of April, Rabbi David Sulzbacher, four cups, one or four mitzvahs.
Thank you very much, good morning. I met somebody last week, I said I'd be surprised if anybody turns up to the shir in Erev Pesach. I'm Rosh and pleasantly surprised. I think with this shir I complete my cycle of Erev. Maybe I'm the Erev Rab. I also continue the shir on... I think Erev Sukkos I've given, Erev Shavuos, Erev Tisha B'Av, Erev Pesach, maybe Erev Yom Kippur, last year Erev Yom Kippur, quite right, does he?
Last year was 2 days before
Pesach. Was it 2 days before Pesach?
Yeah. Erev Erev. Erev Tafshin in there, mate.
Oh, so last year, apparently, so apparently last year I spoke about why we don't make a brocha on the Haggadah. So today we're going to start off with a question. Why don't we make a brocha on the mitzvah of Arba Kaisus? Although it's only Durabbanon, we make a brocha al achilas maror. Why don't we make a brocha on the mitzvah of drinking four cups of wine? This kasha is asked by the Avudraham. And the Avudraham answers, he says, since the mitzvah of Arba Kaisus is spread out over a whole evening, over a few hours, therefore, Chazal will not masakin a brocha. Chazal will only masakin a brocha when you make the brocha and you do the complete mitzvah now. Where the mitzvah is spread over a few hours or more, you don't make a brocha. A similar thing is written in the Ezeruah. Why we don't make a brocha on the mitzvah of Shalosh Suddhas? There's a mitzvah to have three Suddhas on Shabbos. Why don't you make a brocha on mitzvah Shalosh Suddhas? It gives the same answer. Because the mitzvah is spread over three different sections. That's even more. It's even more. It's spread over a night and a day. That's why Shalosh Suddhas. Arba Kaisus, sorry?
No, it's Chametz.
Oh, very good question about Blikas Chametz. The Brocha Biur Chametz, there's a lot to speak about that. We'll pass that now. Actually, the Kasha is a good Kasha because we're in the middle of that school for now. Because the Brocha, which you said last night, is going on all good as burn. It's a good Kasha now. The Rosh Shiva of Gates said, Rav Gruvichlit, in his Haggadah, he's medayik from this Avudraham, that you see that the mitzvah of Arba Kaisus is one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah spread over four sections. If it be four separate mitzvahs, then you'd make four separate brochas. The kasha of Avudraham is that the mitzvah requires a brocha. The only reason why we do it is because it's spread out so much. If there's four separate mitzvahs of Arba Kaisus, you'd make four separate brochas.
We do.
And, no, we don't make the brocha on the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisus. He asks, you should make the Ashik Shom Tzavot Tzavonu Lishtes Dalet Kaisus. That we don't make a brocha. That is, it's one mitzvah spread over four sections of the Haggadah. L'chaira. No, that's Birch Sanena, Birch Sashvai, on the field. No, that's a complete different series. The L'chaira, this is against the Gemara. The Gemara says in Kuvtesu Rebbeis Navi Psochim, we know that Zugos is something dangerous. A Pikabola, things done in pairs, is dangerous. So the Gemara asks, on Seder night, we have two sets of two kaisers. Four kaisers, zugis. So asks the Gemara, how are we allowed to have that on Seder night? So one of the Gemara's answers is, tonight is Leil Shemurim. Leil Shemurim, we're protected for anything which is problematic when it comes to these inyonim. But the other answer the Gemara is the one we want to concentrate on, Ravina Oma, Arba Kosu Tikli Rabbanon Derecheres. It's true, there are four kaisers. But Kol Chad V'Chad Mitzvah ba'ape nafsho. Each one is an individual mitzvah. It seems to be mefurish from this Gemara, not like we were saying till now. Till now we were saying it's one mitzvah spread over four different sections. Now we're saying no. Kol chad v'chad mitzvah ba'ape nafsho. In fact, the Rishash on this Gemara makes a deal la'locha. Mikan and nirali, says the Rishash. From this Gemara it seems, the Dalet Kaisus, the four cups, ein ma'akvim zeh zeh. One is not dependent on the other, vim einoy elo sholosh yishtek kulon. If you only have three, you should still drink the three. Ah, you're not doing the mitzvah of Arba Kaisus. No, there's no mitzvah of Arba Kaisus. There's a mitzvah of kais, and kais. It's four separate mitzvahs. You don't have all four, you still have three. That's what the Rosh Hashanah says, which L'chaira goes against what we were saying in Avudraham, The Avudraham seems to say that it's one mitzvah just spread over four sections. A big nafgemina lahalocha, with Baruch Hashem, this shaila should never apply. But if a person only has a limited amount of wine, according to the Rosh Hashanah, who's been dyed for the Gemara, go ahead and still have one kois, two kois, three, however many you've got. Which one you should be particular on, that's a different shaila. Pashas Kiddush you'd start with. But according to the Avudraham Lechaira, if you don't have all four kois, you don't have the mitzvah of Arba Kois, there's no point even having any. You'd still have Kiddush, but you wouldn't have anything beside the mitzvah of Arba Kois. L'chayra, the Rosh Hashanah, is from the Gemara. Where does Avudraham get it from that the mitzvah of Arba Kois, l'chayra, is only one mitzvah? To understand that, let's have a look how the Rambam explains the mitzvah of Arba Kois. The Rambam says, well known as we say in the Haggadah, the Rambam says it slightly differently, that b'chol doi v'doi, in every generation, chayev odom laharis es atzmoi, ki'ilu hu yotza, ba'atzmoi yotza, mishim l'tzai. A person, according to the Rambam, has to feel on Seder night as if now I've come out of Mitzrayim. Lefichoch, says the Rambam, therefore, when a person eats on Seder night, so he has to eat derech cheirus, that's remesiv, he has to recline, he has to lean. The mitzvah of leaning on Seder night is an outcome of this halacha that you're supposed to feel free as if now I came out of Mitzrayim. Therefore you do an act of the simon of cheirus. Continues the Rambam, V'chol echad v'echad, and everyone, ben anoshim, ben noshim, chayiv lishtes b'layla hazeh, you need to drink on this night, arba kreses shel yayin, four cups of wine, ein poichsin mehen, you cannot have less than that. Now already from those last few words, ein poichsin mehen, the Rambam seems to be saying, not muchach, but seems to be saying, that the mitzvah is four cups, if you have anything less than that, you're not doing the mitzvah. Which fits in well with the way how the Rambam explains the mitzvah of Arba Kreses. The mitzvah of Arba Kreses is not a mitzvah in isolation. It's part of the mitzvah of feeling free on this night. The idea that you're supposed to feel cheirus. How do you feel cheirus? You feel cheirus by drinking wine. The cheirus, what is the shiur? How much wine do you need to drink in order to feel that cheirus? That's a shiur of four cups of wine. The four cups of wine is the shiur of cheirus. The Briskerov, he brings this Rambam. He says, where does the Rambam get it from that the yesoid of Arba Kreses is the yesoid of cheirus? Are we going to feel cheirus? That's the Gemara we quoted before. Arba Kosi Tekinu Rabbonon Derech Cheirus. Four cups of wine, Chazal and Mesakin, Derech Cheirus. The Yesod of Arba Kreses is Derech Cheirus. If that's the pshat in Arba Kreses, we can understand why it's one mitzvah. The mitzvah is you need to feel as if I've now come out of Mitzrayim. I need to feel a free man on Seder night. How do I feel that? With the wine. How much wine do I need to have to feel that freedom? Four cups of wine. Four cups of wine is the shiur, which Chazal explained, is what we need for cheirus. So that at least is a svara behind the Avudraham. When the Avudraham says it's one mitzvah, it's because it's one mitzvah of cheirus, and cheirus requires four cups of wine. However, if that's right, we have a tremendous kasha between one line of the Gemara and the next line of the Gemara. Because let's look at the Gemara which we quoted before. The Gemara asks the question, how are you allowed to have four cups of wine? Is it not a problem of Zukos? So the Gemara answers, Ravina Oma Arba Kosi Tignura Bono Derecheirus. Four cups of wine, you need to drink Derecheirus. What did the Brisker Rav Masbe on those words, Arba Kosi Tignura Bono Derecheirus? That the aside of Arba Kosis is Cheirus. You're supposed to feel free, and therefore the unit of the mitzvah is one unit of four cups of wine to feel free. And that was the mekor we explained the Avudraham, that it's one mitzvah, why we don't make a brach on it, because it's spread over 4 seconds. The problem is the very next few words in the Gemara say exactly the opposite. Kol chav v'chav mitzvah ba'pe nafsho, which the Rosh Hashanah was medayek for those words of the Gemara, that each mitzvah is an individual mitzvah. So within one piece of Gemara, you've got the Briskerovas Masbir from the first half of the Gemara, it's Derech Heres, which is one yudin for the mitzvah, and then the Rosh Hashas was died for the mamish, the next line of the Gemara, that's four separate mitzvahs. To explain this, we have to see a similar Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah there said, when we're talking about benching, so the Mishnah says, Mozgu loy kos shlishi. You pour out the third cup of wine and you bench. So the Gemara says from there, Shema mino birchas hamozin tuuna kos. You see from here, says the Gemara, that when you bench, you need to bench up a cup of wine. That means when you bench the whole year round. This is a sugya of brachas, whether you need to bench with a kos. So the Gemara says, you'll clearly see from this Mishnah, that birchas hamozin requires a kos. So the Gemara answers, no. Let's see carefully the words of the Gemara. Omalei, no. Arba kosi tiknu rabbanon derecheres. The same words as we saw with the other Gemara. Four cups of wine chazal masake derecheres. Kochad v'chad navid be mitzvah. For each one, we do a mitzvah. What's the Gemara answering in isolation here in Birchas Hamozen? That in Birchas Hamozen on Seder night, it's not a raya for the whole year round that you need to bench with a kos. On Seder night, there's a mitzvah of arba kosos, but Chazal didn't just say drink four cups of wine. Each cup of wine was put with a different mitzvah. That means there's a mitzvah of Kiddush, there's a mitzvah of Haggadah, there's a mitzvah of Birchas Hamozen, and there's a mitzvah of Halil. And for each one of those, Chazal said, there drink a cup of wine. The Brisker Rav is Masbir, this Gemara, that in Arba Kosos, there are two different aspects to Arba Kosos. A very important, very fundamental piece of Brisker Rav. There are two aspects to Arba Kosos. One is, as we've been explaining till now, there's a mitzvah to drink four cups so that you feel chayrus. Four cups of wine is a feeling of chayrus. That's one halacha of arba kosos. And that's what the Gemara means when it says, talit kosi, four cups, tikna rabbanon derech chayrus. But there's a different din in arba kosos. And that is, on Seder night, as we just mentioned, there are four things which we have to do, which we have to say. We have to say Kiddush, say Haggadah, say Birchas Hamozen, and say Halil. Chazal said, it's not good enough just to say those things. You need to say it al ha-kos. You need to have a kos in front of you to make that amira into a choshev amira. Like we say Kiddush the whole year round. Kiddush, the ikar of Kiddush, is the words. However, when we make choshev, we say it over a cup of wine. Like we do under a chuppah, make brachas over a cup of wine. The cup of wine gives it its chashivas. It comes out, therefore, this single mitzvah of arba kosos, the mitzvah of drinking four cups for chayrus, if you have less than four cups of wine, you haven't been yotze that chelik of arba kosos of chayrus, like we've said till now. For chayrus, you need to have four cups of wine. However, that second chelik of arba kosos, which has nothing to do with the amount you're going to drink, it's the second of arba kosos, so that the amira of kiddush, etc., is considered a choshev amira, enoch hanama. You don't need to have all four kosos; they're not ma'akev each other. If you only have a cup of wine for kiddush, at least that part of the arba kosos, so that your kiddush was ala kos. If you only have two cups of wine, you have it for kiddush and for Haggadah, so your Haggadah was over a cup of wine. You taka not yet to the first chaluk of arba kosos, but the second chaluk, which is taka split over two parts, four parts that is, you are yotze. That's how we can explain that two lines of Gemara which seem to contradict each other. The first line of Gemara said, arba kosos tikra rabbanon derech chayrus. That is the first aspect of arba kosos. It's the four cups of wine as one unit of four cups of wine. But then there's a second chaluk, kol chad v'chad mitzvah ba'al pei nafsho. Each one of them is a mitzvah in its own right. Now we don't mean, not like the Rosh Hashanah was learning, it doesn't mean that it's four separate mitzvahs. It means that each cup of wine, apart from being one unit, was also divided over four different mitzvahs of the night. And that's what the other Gemara was saying, he compliments it that the mitzvah of Arba Kaisers is a mitzvah in its own right because of Chirus. But Chazal put it by benching, for example. So that the benching is a chosh of a benching, so that's that second aspect of Arba Kaisers. Those are the two parts of this statement in the Gemara. Not like the Rosh Hashanah was learning, it's two separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah, or four separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah over four halakim. But the first chalak of the mitzvah is a unit of chirus. For that you need four cups of wine. And then the second day, like the briskerovos masbid, it's got to be amira ala kris. With that, we understand why the Avudraham is not a contradiction at all to the Gemara. The Avudraham was saying that you don't make a bracha on Arba Kaisers because it's spread over a whole evening. And we were medayik from that. It's one mitzvah. The Gemara says, as we were medayik from the Rosh Hashanah, kol chatachan mitzvah b'apei nafsho. It doesn't mean it's four separate mitzvahs. It means the Arba Kaisers were spread over four separate mitzvahs, but still one mitzvah. Till now we've brought that there are two separate aspects to Arba Kaisers. There's the aspect of chirus, and for that you need to drink four cups of wine. And the second aspect of amira ala kois, the four aspects of the Haggadah, of Seder night, need to be said ala kois. However, this is not poshut, because there's an incredible Tosfos at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. The Mishnah says, v'lo yifchasu loy me'arba kaisers. He mustn't have less than arba kaisers. Says Tosfos, you can deduce a bit from the wording of the Mishnah that only the Baal HaBayis needs to have arba kaisers. However, his family don't need arba kaisers. Whether that's a correct deal or not in the Mishnah, Tosfos says it's a katsas, but Tosfos says there's a svara. Why should Seder night be different to the rest of the year? The rest of the year, the father makes Kiddush and he's moitz everybody else. Why can't you do the same thing on Seder night? That's what Tosfos says. These words of Tosfos are the most difficult Tosfos to understand. How can Tosfos compare the Arba Kaisers on Seder night to Kiddush of the whole year? Reb Chaim asks, the Brisk Rav quotes Reb Chaim on this Tosfos, and it says, from Tosfos it seems to be saying that just as by Kiddush, as we explained earlier, the mitzvah of Kiddush are the words, and the words should be said over a cup of wine. From Tosfos it's mashma, that the four sections of Seder night, the Ikka is the Amira, the Kiddush, the Haggadah, the Birchas HaMazon, and the Halil, the Ikka of the words, and we say those words over a cup of wine. And just like by Kiddush of the whole year round, the father could be moitzi his family, there's no reason why you can't be moitzi your family in the mitzvah of Arba Kaisers. L'cho'era, this is a pelos, Tosfos. It comes out from here that you don't have to drink Arba Kaisers. The Ikka is the Amira, the rest of the family don't need to drink at all. Just like Kiddush, the father makes Kiddush, he drinks, that's all you need. It's very, very difficult to understand this. Agav, there's another Tosfos which seems to say the same thing. Tosfos discusses whether women are chayovos in Halil. Tosfos is Sukkah. And it says that definitely on Seder night, ladies are chayovos in Halil. Why? Even though it's mitzvah seishas mangroma. Says, since ladies are chayovos in Arba Kaisers, says Tosfos, and mistoma, I'm reading out the words of Tosfos, or mistoma like tiknu dalet kaisers, probably Chazal were only masaka dalet kaisers, elo kedei loyma aleim halil va'agoda. The only tachlis of Arba Kaisers is so that you can say halil and magid over them. Mashma, the ikka is the halil, the hagoda, the birchas hamazon, and the kiddush. On that we make it our kais. But it's a pella. How could Tosfos say, l'chayra, that the ikka mitzvah of Arba Kaisers is not the drinking, and family members don't need to drink at all? So the Brisker Rav says, you see clearly that there's a yesod machlekes here between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam, as we've said till now, says, kol echad ve'echad, everybody is chayiv to drink four cups of wine. Just like Mufurish and Rambam. Tosfos says, they're not mechuyev. Because according to Tosfos, the Yesod of Arba Kosos is Amira ala Kos. With that, there's a big nafka minas lahalocha. For example, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam paskens that you only need to drink meloy lugmov when you make kiddush. But when it comes to Arba Kosos, he says you need to have roiv kos. Says the Brisker of why? Because according to the Rambam, the Yesod of Arba Kosos is drinking four cups of wine. So you've got to drink four cups of wine. But Tosfos Taka paskens that with Arba Kosos it's also sufficient to have Mole Lukmov. You only need to have a cheekful. Because the Yesod of Arba Kosos is Amira ala Kos. Another big nafkamina is B'dieved, if you don't have wine, can you be Yotze with Chamar Medina? Says the Briskerov, and he brings as a machlekes haposkim of this, according to the Rambam, definitely you could not be Yotze with Chamar Medina. The mitzvah is Cheirus. Cheirus is only through wine. Mash Eken, according to Tosfos, the Yosod of the mitzvah is Amira al Hakos, and if you don't have wine, you could use Chamar Medina. L'chayra, how are we to understand this holy Yosod of Tosfos? It's a Mefurish Gemara, which we've quoted, that Arba Kosos Tikna Rabbanon Derech Cheirus. You've got to be Yotze Derech Cheirus. What does Derech Cheirus mean? That the Yosod of the mitzvah, you've got to feel free. You feel free by drinking four cups of wine. I found Baruch Hashem, the stipler asks this question. He says, Tzor, Kasha Li Tuva, I've got a big Kasha, the Mesugya Muchach Shumitam Cheirus. And what does Cheirus mean? It's a mitzvah lishtes, it's a mitzvah to drink, according to Tosfos. How does Tosfos, it says that a whole mitzvah is Amir ala Kos, and the family members don't even need to drink anything, how do they explain the Gemara of Derech Cheirus? To answer that kasha, the Chayyur we need to say a big chiddush. And that is, Tosfos holds that the mitzvah on Seder night, as we've been explaining, are four mitzvahs of Amira. However, there's a condition in when you make the Kiddush, when you say Haggadah, etc., it's got to be an Amira Shel Cheirus. It's got to be not stump talking. You've got to talk like a free man. How do you talk like a free man? You talk like a free man, but as you talk, you have a nice cup of wine in your hand. So it's not the drinking which is the Ikka, it's the fact that I've got a cup of wine makes the Amira into Amira Cheirus. And that's how we can explain Tosfos. However, that only answers part of the question. That explains how the man himself, for example, could be Yotzer Chamar Medina. Because the Ikke is the Amira. The second part is going to be a Cheristic Amira. So the Chatzchili, you should have wine. If you don't have wine, you can have Chamar Medina. But the much bigger problem is that Tosfos says you could be Moitzi your family. Now, I understand if you yourself want to say the Haggadah, and you've got it in front of you a cup of wine. So that Amira is a Choshev Amira, it's Amira Shel Cheirus, because you've got that wine in front of you. But how could you be Moitzi other people in that mitzvah? And to explain that Kasha, it's a well-known idea of the Beis HaLevi and other Achreinim, that when it comes to Shemea Koina, if you want to be Moitzi somebody with your words, words you can be Moitzi with Shemea Koina. However, where the words have an extra condition to it, then Shemea Koina doesn't help. Most famously by Birchas Koinim. The Beis HaLevi says, you've got one Koin, Duchening, he can't be Moitzi the Koin standing next to him, and he'll just say the words. Why? Enochanam, as far as the words are concerned, you could be Moitzi. But there's a condition in Birchas Koinim, it's got to be B'Koirom, it's got to be loud. That can't be done by somebody else. Words can be passed over, but not the way how it's said. Therefore, L'chayra, even if we are suggesting that the mitzvah of Arba Kosos is an Amira Shel Cheirus, it's got to be an Amira, but it's got to be a nice Amira, it's got to be with a cup of wine, how could you be Moitzi other people in that? To answer this question, we have to say another Chiddush. Pashtus, we've been learning, that Shemea Koina means I say the words and I might see you with those words. However, there's an argument to suggest that's much stronger than that. The way how I say it gets passed over to you, not just the words, different to what you're saying from the Beis Halevi. And a very strong raya for this. Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes that Rachman al Islam, a blind man, he's not allowed to be a Bal Kira. Why not? Because that's Poshut Halacha, that you're not allowed to read Torah Shebichsav Bal Peh. And a blind man who can't see the words, he can't be a Bal Kira. That's clear. However, says the Taz, although he can't be Bal Kira, he's allowed to have an Aliyah. Aye, when a person has an Aliyah, we know the Ikar did he's supposed to lane himself. No, says the Taz, it's not a problem, because he's Yotze with Shemea Koira from the Bal Kira. Comes along the Shemes Yaifetz, and he says, how does Shemea Koira help? Shemea Koira, according to Shemes Yaifetz, means he hears the words from the Bal Kira, and it's considered as if he has read. Okay, so now the blind man has read. But how has the blind man read? He's still not reading from the Sefer Torah. Says it Tzvi Pesach Frank and Hartzvi, that it's clear that the Taz learns differently. The Taz learns that when the blind man gets his Aliyah, not only is he hearing the words and being Yotze with the words, he's Yotze in the same way as the Bal Kira was laning. Since the Bal Kira was laning from a Sefer Torah, it's as if the blind man is laning from a Sefer Torah. That's how Shemea Koina works. Lefize, we can explain Tosfos like this. Two halakim of the Chiddush were saying in Tosfos. Chiddush number one is that Tosfos learns that the main mitzvah of Arba Kesas is that you have a cup of wine over which you say four different parts of the Haggadah. That's Chiddush number one. And that's called Chayrus. That's how Tosfos explains Chayrus. The Chayrus is the way how it is said. Chiddush number two, you can even be Moitzi or family members with that. Because Shemea Koina means when the family members hear the father, the Balabais, making Kiddush, saying the Haggadah over a cup of wine, that is an Amira of Chayrus, and through this Yesod, how we've been explaining Shemea Koina, not like the Beis Halevi, you've got the power to give over that Shemea Koina to the people who are listening, as if they've got a cup of wine in front of them. And the Emes, he says, every time we hear Kiddush, every Shabbos, when we hear Kiddush from the Balabais who makes Kiddush, we don't have a cup of wine in front of us. We are Yotze with his Amira over his cup of wine. It's Ke'ilu, we've got a cup of wine in front of ourselves. Be that as it may, maybe Mizrich, sorry?
In the Kohen? So
you talk, I have to know exactly where the Machloek is based Halevi, what he would hold on this point. The Hartzvi discusses that, but we're Zich out of time now. I'm very yekish and finishing. Okay, I wish everyone a good job to have the Arba Kesis, with all the Pshotim, Zichah, Lech, Shomon, Azvachim, and Apsochim. Amen.